So here's what I wanted to do. So I had a scripture, Psalm 77. So if you have a Bible, if you can go with me to the 77th chapter of Psalms. The 77th chapter of Psalms. If you don't have a Bible, it is on the screen. Please take notes if you wish. And I'm going to read to you verses 1 through 3 and then verses 11 through 12. Verses 1 through 3. I'll put my glasses back on. And then verses 11 through 12. And it reads as such. I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to find comfort. My soul refused to find comfort. My soul refused to find comfort. That wasn't in there. God just showed me that just now. Listen, watch this. Somebody in here is battling a real spiritual battle. Somebody in here is don't know what they really doing. Is this the right place for me? Is this the right church for me? Should I be at another church? Is this the right body for me? Is that the right pastor for me? Should I be following somebody else? My soul refused to find comfort. Yeah, hold that for a minute. But I remembered God. And then was troubled. I complained, and watch this, my spirit was what? Somebody just say, I will remember the works of thy Lord, and this is where I want to take my text from. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of thy work and talk of thy doings. If I had to put a title with this, I simply want to call it, Take Me to That Place. Take Me to That Place. Dear Heavenly Father, come to you at this preaching moment, Lord, just asking that you remove Buddy out of the way, that you lift me up with clarity that can only come from you. Talk to me and talk through me so your people may be edified. And all this we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then I want to throw another scripture at you, and then we'll start. If you can do that Luke scripture. I'm sorry, y'all. I like scriptures. I love the Bible. I don't know about you, but I love the Bible. It's the greatest book in the world. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty lining, wrappings. Then he went home again. And watch this. This is where I want to take my whole text from. Wondering what was happening. Have you ever been to a place or been in a place, or maybe you're in that place now, where you're just not sure? I mean, there maybe it's not spirituality. Maybe it's a relationship, and you're just not sure. Maybe it's your job, and you just not sure. Maybe it's the kids. Stop. Right? And you ask yourself, you can't be for me because I didn't act like that. You got to come from your daddy. That had to be your daddy's side. Oh, that had to be your mama's side. I know that wasn't me because I didn't get that from me. Whatever, you just not sure, right? We find ourselves in this particular scripture, Peter, who was one who walked with Jesus. He was one of the, I'm going to call them Fab Fives. Huh? If he had a cellular phone right now, he'd be in his top five. He'd probably be in his top three, to be honest with you. Because he was one who went to go see, nope, get ahead of here, buddy. One of his top five. And being one of the top five, that means that Peter saw everything. Y'all catch that? He heard everything. Now, what you don't know or might not know, before Peter was a disciple, Peter was a fisherman, which means He was a bad man. Y'all looking like me like, no, how you know that, sir? Well, okay, let's just talk about culture a little bit, right? When Peter and fishermen back then, their job was to go out, get fish, come back, sell it. That's how they made their money, right? So you don't always get what you buy. That's a different sermon for a different day. What I want you to know is that Peter walked with Jesus, told Jesus, Jesus said, can you go to the next thing? I want to make sure I'm not getting ahead of myself. The next click thing, that thing. One more. Yeah, okay, there's, yep, I know I'm at now. Thank you, sorry. He said, when I get there, and they at the supper, Peter said, Jesus said, man, y'all, we've been fighting this battle for 3 years. I've been with you for 3 years. For 3 years, you've been my guys. You've been my homies. You've been my peeps. But now, one of y'all going to deceive me. One of y'all going to betray me. And what did old Peter do? He's sitting there. He listening. He jumps up. Not me, sir. Not me. I'm going to go to war for you. I'm going to go to battle for you. I got your back. You don't have to worry about nothing. Right? You know, because when we get excited and we puff up, right? We puff up a little bit. You ain't got to worry about nothing. And Jesus said, no, no, my friend. Actually, right? And he begins to tell him a series of things. Now, what was interesting to me, and the reason why I wanted to use that scripture about the stooping, is because when Jesus died, and we all know the story that, you know, all these series of things happened, and then Jesus died, and then Jesus was rose from the, then before Jesus was rose from the dead, went to the grave, Mary was at the grave, and then Mary ran and told the disciples, hey, Jesus is not there at the grave, and they're like, what are you talking about? And then Peter, like, took off, right? And he was the first one there. And it said he got to the tomb, and when he opened up the tomb, the rock was moved, he went inside, the clothes was laid down, and this is what he did. Interesting. And it got me to thinking, because the scripture said he was wondering what was to come. But Peter started showing us prayer before prayer became really understood. Let me reflect a little bit. So my wife just did a song, I'm praying for you. And I'm thinking about when I was back in my old church with my grandma, and I thought about these old deacons. Now, some of y'all know this song and some of y'all won't, and it's okay. But one of them old deacons would get up there in the mornings. Now, y'all please forgive me. My voice ain't the best, but I'm gonna give it a run. And if he can get up there and he'd be like, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. I love the Lord. They hum because they can't really sing. He heard my cry. Or then another one could be like, shine on me. Shine on me. Sometimes I wonder if the lighthouse will shine. Shine on me. Right? So that's, they would get up there and sing those songs. Now, when I was a kid, I was just like this young man right here. I'd be looking like this, like, what are they doing? Right? Because then you see the mothers be over here in the thing, and the mothers be like, Lord, you heard me? Lord, and Lord, Lord, and Lord. Right? Huh? All right, I'm talking to stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Right? And the kids, they just be like, what is going on? What are they doing? What's happening right now? Is this, did I miss something, right? And then all of a sudden, it's like fire. All of a sudden, the whole church, there's a lady in the back, and all you do, she's sitting in the seat. Excuse me, sir. She's sitting in the seat, and she just, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ah! huh? And she started tearing the chairs all up. And all the churches all tore up. And then next thing I know, it jumps from that person to that person to that person to that person to that person. And the next thing I know, the whole church is in fire. Oh, y'all know about that? Y'all don't understand that? Oh, okay. Well, that's the church I went to. That's how it went down. Huh? And when we walked out of church, this suit looked like I jumped in a swimming pool. Oh, yeah. We got it in. Huh? Now, I wanted you to know that because I think the problem is when it comes to the churches, I'm going to look at y'all because I know you a little bit and I don't want to. Okay. I think the problem is that when we go to church, we too cute. Yeah, I think we're too cute. Yeah, because see, if I wasn't cute, I don't mind getting ugly. Huh? Because when I get ugly, that means it's real. Huh? See, people, now I love y'all women. Sorry, don't take this the wrong way. I promise you. But when women put on the makeup, put on the eyelashes. My wife got the glue and she put the eyelashes on. And, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on. It ain't just my wife. Don't act like that. It ain't just my wife. Hello. Half of y'all in. Okay, stop, buddy. All right? Okay? I love my wife. Don't get me wrong. But all it make you look beautiful. It do. Amen. But y'all put the makeup on. You put the... Your mask on, how about that? You put your mask on, right? And once you put your mask on, you walk in here. Hey, it's so good to see you today. You just so, oh my God, so be blessed today, right? And we go through a whole thing, right? And we get up here and we sing. Hallelujah, the Lord is working, right? But do you believe what you're singing? Or are you just singing the words? Because see, if you believed what you were singing, it wouldn't be just this. Oh, the Lord is so good. When he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way, you'd be like, the Lord is so good. He started me on my way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He started me, right? Because what happens is, you begin to feel it, huh? Your spirit is real. That verse said, my soul is torn. My soul cannot find comfort. Your soul can't find comfort because you're fake. Ooh, just say out. Just say out. I'm sorry, but it's real. I'm not sorry for what God gave me, amen? Listen, getting back to my story, okay. So Peter, can you go like three slots? So Peter was thinking about these things, and so he said, I wonder what was happening. So I began to think about, I wonder what Peter was thinking about, right? I wonder if Peter was thinking about the miracles that Jesus performed. So the first miracle was water into wine. Right? Now you're thinking to yourself, it's not that big of a deal, Pastor. Just wine. Right? Not a big deal. Right? Check this out. In culture, during a marriage, you serve the best wine first and the least or bitter wine last. Thinking is they'll get drunk first. By the time you get to the end, they'd be so drunk they don't really care. Right? That's the thinking. So when Mary said, come on, Jesus, I need you to do it. Jesus said, no, it's not time yet. But his mother said, no, it is time. You don't think it's time, but God said it's time. He gave you a goal. He gave you a mission. He said, I need you to do something. And you're like, I'm not ready yet. I got to do this. I got to do that. I don't know. But he said, no, it's time. It's time for you to step outside your comfort zone. It's time for you to do something that you have not done. You cannot expect anything different if you don't ever change what you already do. Somebody just say amen. So you said, how do I turn a bottle of wine, of water into wine? That's just amazing, ain't it? But it was bigger than that. Can you go to the next slide? It was much bigger than that. That's what it was right there. That's what it was. See, we minimize God. I don't know why we do that. I think it's so we can understand, and we try to put him in this little box. But do you know God is so big, you cannot put him in a box, right? That the miracle was he took barrels of water. Y'all missing this. Barrels, okay? You see that, right? It's probably about 20 of them. That's probably about, you know, for those that drink those, you know, they come in like that. It's probably about 50 gallons per barrel. It's about 30 of those. 3 times 5 is 15, add a zero, 150. 150 gallons of water. 150 gallons of water turned into wine. If that ain't a miracle, I don't know what is. So Peter probably thought about that. Go to the next slide. And then he probably thought about this. He thought about this. Okay, he walked on water. Right? There it is. He walked. Now think about this. You're on a boat, and you look out, and it's dark outside. You look out, and you see a man, and ain't nothing but water. And you see a man, and it's your Savior. You look out, and it's your Savior. He's walking on water. And then he says, come to me. Wait a minute, hold on, Jesus. I love you and everything, but that's water. Last time I checked, I put my foot in. I'm going straight down. He said, keep your eyes focused on me. He said, hold on, Jesus. You, last time I checked, if I put my toe in the water, my toe goes through the water. He said, keep your eyes focused on me. The problem is sometimes we look down too much. We always looking down. Why? Look up to him. Keep his eyes on the prize. Now, the Bible says, now Peter walked on the water for a really long time, and then he looked down. And what happened? Boop. He fell down. But the good thing about falling is, ooh, this is so good. The good thing about falling is that, did you notice he didn't fall all the way down? Did you notice he only fell halfway? And then what happened? He reached up. And what happened next? Jesus reached out. Hallelujah. 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 See, you can fall. It's okay to fall. It's okay to fall. Just don't fall too far. But no matter where you fall, if you're looking up and you reach out, he gonna reach out to you. Amen. Amen. Or maybe the last thing he was thinking about. What's the next slide? Maybe the last one he was thinking about was when he got to see the miracle. Could you imagine being Peter with Jesus, walking with Jesus? Larry, what if you was, I'm not Jesus. What if you was walking with me and me and you went to the store or went to the quarries and I said, hold on, Larry, just stand right there for a minute. And I went 3 steps and I took back and I called on my father and he lifted me up. And not only did you see me lifted up, you saw Moses and you saw Elijah. Oh, y'all missing that because y'all should be like, hallelujah, oh my God, Jesus. He was transformed in front of Peter's eyes. That's why Peter said, man, I'll go to war for you. I'll die for you. Because Peter was a believer. He understood who Jesus was. Christ was. When Jesus said, who do they say that I am? He said, you are the Messiah. He said, ain't nobody gave that to you but God. If I have that understanding, but Jesus said, nah, man, you're going to betray me. You're going to deny me. Not once, not twice, but three times before midnight. Three times. So all y'all holy rollers? Yeah. 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 If Peter denied Jesus and he was a perfect example, who are we? Huh? He kneeled down, wondering what was to come. You can go to the next slide. He wondered down what was to come and the miracles that was performed in his life. And he didn't want to forget. I will meditate also of the works and talks of thy doings. I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget this journey you on. In Sunday school this morning, well, I call it Sunday school. It's my Sunday school. We talked about reflective imaging. For those that don't know what that is, that's when you take a look from the inside out. That's me put you in front of a mirror. And instead of seeing this, you see the inside. What does your inside look like? What do your fruits look like? I'm reminded of a time when I was at church, back when I was a kid, looking at these old people up here break out and do all those things, not understanding what was happening, but then soon realizing that the Spirit of God was taking over. And then I really realized that at that point that if the Spirit of God is in the church, because he said on the day of Pentecost that the Spirit took over. And I started asking myself, what would it look like in Jubilee for the Spirit to take over? What would it look like for 10 or 8 people, 8 or 10 people, to just break out in the Spirit? Would it begin to jump? Will it go from one person to the next? Then I asked myself, are they really ready to jump in the Spirit world? Because see, once you jump in, you can't jump back out. Once you win, you win. And baby, you thought you had problems. Now, wait till you become more spiritual. It gets real. I'm talking to somebody. Y'all think just because we preachers and missionaries and evangelists and all these other titles that we immune to trouble, baby. Let me tell you something. I get 7 times the trouble you get. 7 times 70. Because the enemy is busy. Yes. This is my safe place. This is my sanctuary. This is my holy place. Take me to this place. Because see, when I don't know where else to go, when I don't know what else to do, what I do know is I can come to the altar and throw all my troubles at the cross. And what he told me is, he'll make my yoke easy. What are you struggling with this morning? What are you battling with this morning? What are you unsure about this morning? Because God said today, January 11th, 2020, 12th, 2020 is a new day. Now, some of y'all made some, the New Year things. You know, in New Year's, I'm going to do, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I wanna challenge you to say, you know what, God, in 2020, I'm just going to serve you. First, seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. What that means is, whatever you desire, finances, weight management, education, employment, transportation, whatever you desire. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what that means is once you seek God first and you put God in your life first and he's in front of your eyes, you're going to walk this walk that's untouchable. And it's going to seem like no matter what happens, everything is going to fall apart. The Bible said, make your enemies your footstools. I'll make your enemy your footstool. What does that mean? That means that every time you try to hurt me, every time you try to touch me, God just put you underneath me to elevate me. So I'm going to step on your head, and that's going to make me higher. And I'm going to go through these levels of work, and then another set of enemies is going to come. And God going to elevate me to another level. And he going to sit me, he going to stand me on that level too. And I'm going to stand on that. And he going to keep lifting me up. Every time I turn around, God keeps on blessing me. And then what happens is that I really start believing and my faith gets real. But then realness happens. But God said, if you just hold on, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. And guess what he do? He lift me up again. And every time, over and 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 over times a million, God is real. I need you to this morning to for real, get out yourself. Put God first. We in his house. Ooh, the God, this came to me. Okay, stay up here, buddy. Stay up here. Do you know? Just give me 1 second, Steve. Watch this. And after this, I promise you, they're gonna be ready to. I promise you. Watch this. Why do you think we go to church too? Well, buddy, that's a good question. Why? You know, in order for a team to be really good, they got to practice. Huh? They practice some 5, some 6 days a week, but on the 7th day they rest. Huh? And the more you practice, the better you get at it. Repetition. So if I practice praying over and over again, if I practice praising over and over again, God, what are you trying to do with us right now? Well, you got me in your house practicing because when I get to heaven, it's real.
Hallelujah. Say that more. Hallelujah.
Yeah, y'all can play now. They ready. They ready. See, you come to church to practice what's going to happen in heaven. Huh? Now, I mean, you know, we all different. I don't play with praise, right? I'm for real about mine. So I'm going to give it everything I got right now. Huh? Everything I got, right? Because what I learned from my friends and just being around this world for these young 42 years, what I've learned is that when you walk out that door, you ain't guaranteed to come back.
Hallelujah.
What I learned was is that at any given moment, God can call us home. And I better make sure I got my practice in. I better make sure that I am prepared to do what I need to do in heaven. The Bible say that every time. Oh my God. The Bible say that every time God performs miracles, the angels, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, let me make it real for you. Let me make it real for you. God has over 1 billion people on this earth. He said every time he blesses somebody, the angels yell and scream, hallelujah. They're praising every time God blesses somebody. practice. Let's practice. If I touch you, that's a blessing. And I just need everybody to say hallelujah. If I touch you, it's a practice. Hallelujah. 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 Guess I ran out of time again. Listen. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the meditations of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight. And what? And now I am happy all the days. Come on, somebody give God an amen. Come to the altar. I want to invite you to the altar. If you are willing, prayer teams, whoever's running prayer teams, at the altar is deliverance. You know what? I want you to come to the altar not to be prayed on, not to be prayed over. I want you initially to come to the altar because you realize that you need God for some more help. I want you to come to the altar because you understand that without God, you have nothing. I want you to come to the altar because you understand that my life is rough right now. I don't see my direction. I'm very unsure on where I'm supposed to be at or where I'm supposed to go. Just by yourself for a few minutes. Just begin to pray all by yourself. Begin to pray all by yourself. All by yourself. Wherever you're at, wherever you're at. somebody is fighting right now. I can feel it in my spirit. I don't know where you're at. I don't know who you are. Stop fighting. Stop fighting. Stop fighting. He's trying to fix it right now. He's trying to fix it right now. There's no mistake. You're here for a reason. You're in his house. So he's going to your house. And he's going to cast your prayer. Holy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The hand of a person close to you. Whoever's by you, grab hands so we can all be on one accord. Forgiveness was given through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know that Jesus Christ is Lord? Can you say Jesus Christ is Lord?
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Romans say, if you believe in your heart and confess with your tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. Can you repeat this prayer after me? Say,
dear Jesus,
I invite you into my heart.
I invite you to my heart.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
I believe that you died on the cross.
That you died on the cross.
And God the Father.
God the Father.
Raised you in 3 days. Raise from dead in 3 days.
Raise from dead in 3 days.
Right now, Jesus.
Right now, Jesus.
I open up the doors in my heart.
I open up the doors of my heart.
And invite you into my heart.
Invite you into my heart.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
Based on the prayer you just prayed, where is Lord Jesus?
In my heart.
You are now saved.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
John 4:14 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Yes, hallelujah.
Go in peace and blessings. The prayer team is here if you would like to be prayed for. Thank you. I ask that you be real with God. When you come to his house,
yes.
Take the mask off.
Yes.
Give him real praise.
Yes.
Give him real praise.
Yes. Yes.
Give him sweaty
yes.
praise. Give him sweaty praise. Give him ugly praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace. Go in peace. Go in peace.
Tell them that you love them.